Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, September 5th. I'm Mark Daniels. The National Football League season is here at last. Thursday night in Denver, the Broncos will welcome the Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens. Tradition has had it the last several years where the Super Bowl champs open at home, but because of a conflict with the Baltimore Orioles schedule, the Ravens are traveling. But Super Bowl MVP quarterback Joe Flacco says we're okay with that.
Taking a home game away from us, and we're going to get... I'm not concerned with going and playing away. I just said to somebody else, it's not like they're taking a home game away from us and we're going to get 7 home games and 9 away games. I mean, we're still getting 8-8. I figure if we go play the way we want to and the way we think we should, then we're going to have 15 games left and 8 of them are going to be at home. So it's going to be a good thing.
Green Bay Packers also open on the road Sunday in San Francisco against the 49ers. A rare road opener for Mike McCarthy, only his second of his tenure, but he's fine with that, for it's the first game in the final year of the Niners' longtime home.
I'm looking for it to be a great environment. It's the last year of Candlestick, and obviously they'll be celebrating their success from last year. There'll be a ton of energy in the stadium in pregame, and I think it's going to be a heck of a football game.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers talked about his expectations for the game on Wednesday afternoon.
I expect guys to be prepared, first of all. You know, there's going to be physical mistakes. There's going to be drops. There could be a couple errant passes. But the mental mistakes are ones that, we have a hard time with, because those are directly tied to your preparation. So we expect guys to be prepared and study the plan and take notes in meetings. And when they get on the field, be able to transfer that over. Now, there's going to be some mistakes from the young guys. We know that. But mentally, that's where we're looking for them to be as close to perfect as possible.
Packers and Niners kick it off at 3:25 Sunday afternoon from Candlestick Park. On the eve of the NFL season, Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the league is partnering with General Electric and Under Armour to study player safety, looking to find better protective gear for football players. Goodell says our commitment to safety runs from the pros all the way down to the kids.
I've been working with youth football leagues, family members, and others talking about heads-up football and how we can make the game safer and teach the right techniques. So our commitment is very strong.
Now to Major League Baseball. Milwaukee Brewers salvaged the final game of their series with the Pittsburgh Pirates, snapped a 5-game losing streak by winning 9-3 at Miller Park on Wednesday night. Chris Davis hit a 2-run home run. Aramis Ramirez scored 3 times, drove in a couple, and Jeff Bianchi also added a couple of RBIs as Ron Renicki's offense battered Francisco Liriano for 7 runs in 3 innings of work. Meanwhile, Willie Peralta getting the win, working 6 innings, giving up 3 runs. His record now 9-14, but Renicki says it looked like he was pitching out of jams all night.
I thought he made some really good pitches when he needed to, but he struggled. He struggled with his command, and then all of a sudden, 3-2, he makes a great pitch, and he did it more than once. So when he needed to make it, he did.
Brewers are off on Thursday. They'll open up a weekend series at Wrigley Field in Chicago. The Pirates lead in the NL Central down to 1 game. For St. Louis, beats Cincinnati 5-4 in 16 innings. Matt Adams with the go-ahead solo home run in the top of the 16th. Shelby Miller was the starter for the Cardinals. He wasn't around for the decision, but said it sure was a big win.
I think we had some big pitches and big situations. And at the same day, at the end of the day, it was a crazy but awesome win for us.
Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Mets 5, Atlanta 2. Andrew Brown, a 2-run home run in the first inning. Cubs beat the Marlins 9-7, scoring 4 runs in the 7th. San Francisco, a 13-5 pummeling of San Diego. Huge game for Pablo Sandoval. He hit not 1, not 2, but 3 home runs and drove in 6.
This is my second time that I hit 3 home runs there in 1 game. And it's exciting for me, start getting my swing back, my timing back, so... try to help with the team, win this game, finish in the best spot.
Washington defeated Philadelphia 3-2. The Colorado Rockies beat the LA Dodgers 7-5. Former Brewer Jorge De La Rosa now a 16-game winner in the National League. In the American League, Houston walked off Minnesota 6-5. Trevor Crow with the game-winning single in the ninth. It was the Cleveland Indians 6, the Baltimore Orioles 4. Indians now 3.5 games behind Tampa Bay for that second wild card. The Yankees only a couple of games back. They beat the White Sox 6-5 to complete a sweep. Boston hammered Detroit 20-4. The Red Sox hitting 8 home runs. Will Middlebrooks with a grand slam home run and an 8-run 6th inning. David Ortiz hit a pair of home runs for the Red Sox. And he went over 2,000 hits for his career. Needless to say, it was a long night for Tigers manager Jim Leland.
It's pretty ugly, but, that's the way it goes. Obviously, we just didn't do a very good job of keeping the ball in the ballpark. a Green Monster is one thing, but right field, you normally don't see them going out like that, but they were hitting out like ping pong balls.
The Oakland A's beat the Texas Rangers 11-4 to take the rubber game of that series and pull back even with the Rangers for first in the American League West. Josh Donaldson with a three-run home run in the A's victory.
You know, this is what it's all about. This is where everybody before the season wants to be right now, in a position to control their own destiny and hopefully win a division title.
Seattle beat Kansas City 6-4. Kendry Morales with a two-run home run in the top of the ninth. And the Tampa Bay Rays stay in that wild card slot, beating the LA Angels 3-1. Will Myers driving in all three, two of them with home runs. At the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, Rafael Nadal, a straight set victory into the semifinals, and Richard Gasquet had a five-set thriller over David Ferrer to reach the U.S. Open semis for the first time in his career. Green Bay Phoenix men's basketball team has added another player, junior college transfer Lamine Fulton, a 5'10 guard from Philadelphia, who began his college career at St. Peter's, had 24 starts as a freshman, then transferred to Northwest Florida State, and started 21 games for the National Junior College runner-up team. Fulton will be able to play right away for head coach Brian Wardle and the Phoenix this year. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.